سورة التوبة
براءة من الله ورسوله إلى الذين عاهدتم من المشركين.
Freedom from all obligations is declared from Allah and His Messenger to those of the polytheists with whom you made a treaty.
فَسِيحُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَرْبَعَةَ أَشْهُرٍ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ غَيْرُ مُعْجِزِ اللَّهِ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ مُخْزِي الْكَافِرِينَ.
So travel freely for 4 months as you will throughout the land. But know that you cannot escape from the punishment of Allah, and Allah will disgrace the disbelievers.
وَأَذَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ إِلَى النَّاسِ يَوْمَ الْحَجِّ الْأَكْبَرِ أَنَّ اللَّهَ بَرِيءٌ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ وَرَسُولُهُ فَإِنْ تُبْتُمْ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَإِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ فَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ غَيْرُ مُعْجِزِ اللَّهِ وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ.
And a declaration from Allah and His Messenger to mankind on the greatest day, the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah, that Allah is free from all obligations to the polytheists, and so is His Messenger. So if you repent, it is better for you. But if you turn away, then know that you cannot escape from the punishment of Allah, and give tidings of a painful torment to those who disbelieve.
إِلَّا الَّذِينَ عَاهَدْتُمْ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَنْقُصُوكُمْ شَيْئًا وَلَمْ يُظَاهِرُوا عَلَيْكُمْ أَحَدًا فَأَتِمُّوا إِلَيْهِمْ عَهْدَهُمْ إِلَى مُدَّتِهِمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ.
Except those of the polytheists with whom you have a treaty, and who have not subsequently failed you in aught, nor have supported anyone against you. So fulfill their treaty to them to the end of their term. Surely Allah loves the pious.
فَإِذَا انْسَلَخَ الْأَشْهُرُ الْحُرُمُ فَاقْتُلُوا الْمُشْرِكِينَ حَيْثُ وَجَدْتُمُوهُمْ وَخُذُوهُمْ وَاحْصُرُوهُمْ وَاقْعُدُوا لَهُمْ كُلَّ مَرْصَدٍ فَإِنْ تَابُوا وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُا الزَّكَاةَ فَخَلُّوا سَبِيلَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
Then when the sacred months have passed, then kill the polytheists wherever you find them, and capture them and besiege them, and lie in wait for them in every ambush. But if they repent and perform the prayer and give the charity, then leave their way free. Verily Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful.
وَإِنْ أَحَدٌ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ اسْتَجَارَكَ فَأَجِرْهُ حَتَّى يَسْمَعَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ أَبْلِغْهُ مَأْمَنَهُ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
And if any one of the polytheists seeks your protection, then grant him protection so that he may hear the word of Allah, and then escort him to where he can be secure. That is because they are men who know not.
كيف يكون للمشركين عهد عند الله وعند رسوله إلا الذين عاهدتم عند المسجد الحرام فما استقاموا لكم فاستقيموا لهم إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ.
How can there be a covenant with Allah and with His Messenger for the polytheists, except those with whom you made a covenant near al-Masjid al-Haram? So as long as they are true to you, stand you true to them. Verily Allah loves the pious.
كيف وإن يظهروا عليكم لا يرقبوا فيكم إلا ولا ذمة يرضونكم بأفواههم وتأبى قلوبهم وأكثرهم فاسقون.
How can there be such a covenant with them that when you are overpowered by them, they regard not the ties either of kinship or of covenant with you? With good words from their mouths they please you, but their hearts are averse to you, and most of them are rebellious.
اشتروا بآيات الله ثمنا قليلا فصدوا عن سبيله إنهم ساء ما كانوا يعملون.
They have purchased with the proofs and revelations of Allah a little gain, and they hindered men from His way. Evil indeed is that which they used to do.
لا يرقبون في مؤمن إلا ولا ذمة وأولئك هم المعتدون.
With regard to a believer, they respect not the ties, either the kinship or of covenant. It is they who are the transgressors.
فَإِن تَابُوا وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ وَنُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ.
But if they repent, perform the prayer, and give the charity, then they are your brethren in religion. In this way we explain the proofs and revelations in detail for a people who know.
وَإِنَّ كَثُوا أَيْمَانَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ عَهْدِهِمْ وَطَعَنُوا فِي دِينِكُمْ فَقَاتِلُوا أَئِمَّةَ الْكُفْرِ فَقَاتِلُوا أَئِمَّةَ الْكُفْرِ إِنَّهُمْ لَا أَيْمَانَ لَهُمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَنْتَهُونَ.
But if they violate their oaths after their covenant and attack your religion with disapproval and criticism, then fight you the leaders of disbelief, for surely their oaths are nothing to them, so that they may stop evil actions.
ألا تقاتلون قوما نكثوا أيمانهم وهموا بإخراج الرسول وهم بدؤوكم أول مرة أتخشونهم فالله أحق أن تخشوه إن كنتم مؤمنين.
Will you not fight a people who have violated their oaths and intend to expel the messenger while they did attack you first? Do you fear them? Allah has more right that you should fear Him if you are believers.
قاتلوهم يعذبهم الله بأيديكم ويخزهم وينصركم عليهم ويشف صدور قوم مؤمنين.
Fight against them so that Allah will punish them by your hands and disgrace them and give you victory over them and heal the breasts of a believing people.
ويذهب غيظ قلوبهم ويتوب الله على من يشاء والله عليم حكيم.
And remove the anger of their hearts. Allah accepts the repentance of whom He wills. Allah is all-knowing, all-wise.
أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تُتْرَكُوا وَلَمَّا يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا مِنكُمْ وَلَمْ يَتَّخِذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلَا رَسُولِهِ وَلَا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلِيجَةً وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ.
Do you think that you shall be left alone while Allah has not yet tested those among you who have striven hard and fought and have not taken the disbelievers as helpers besides Allah and His Messenger and the believers? Allah is well acquainted with what you do.
ما كان للمشركين أن يعمروا مساجد الله شاهدين على أنفسهم بالكفر أولئك حبطت أعمالهم وفي النار هم خالدون.
It is not for the polytheists to maintain the mosques of Allah while they witness against their own selves of disbelief. The works of such are in vain, and in fire shall they abide.
إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة ولم يخش إلا الله فعسى أولئك أن يكونوا من المهتدين.
The mosques of Allah shall be maintained only by those who believe in Allah and the last day, perform the prayer, and give the charity and fear none but Allah. It is they who are on true guidance.
أَجَعَلْتُمْ سِقَايَةَ الْحَاجِّ وَعِمَارَةَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ كَمَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَجَاهَدَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَا يَسْتَوُونَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ.
Do you consider the providing of drinking water to the pilgrims and the maintenance of al-Masjid al-Haram as equal to the worth of those who believe in Allah and the last day and strive hard and fight in the cause of Allah? They are not equal before Allah, and Allah guides not the people who are the wrongdoers.
الذين آمنوا وهاجروا وجاهدوا في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم أعظم درجة عند الله وأولئك هم الفائزون.
Those who believed and immigrated and strove hard and fought in Allah's cause with their wealth and their lives are far higher in degree with Allah. They are the successful.
يُبَشِّرُهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِّنْهُ وَرِضْوَانٍ وَجَنَّاتٍ لَهُمْ فِيهَا نَعِيمٌ مُقِيمٌ.
Their Lord gives them glad tidings of mercy from Him, and His being pleased with them, and of gardens for them wherein are everlasting delights.
خالدين فيها أبدا إن الله عنده أجر عظيم.
They will dwell therein forever. Verily, with Allah is a great reward.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la tattakhidhu aba'akum wa ikhwanakum awliya'a in istahabbu al-kufra 'ala al-iman. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ.
O you who believe, take not as supporters and helpers your fathers and your brothers if they prefer disbelief to belief. And whoever of you does so, then he is of the wrongdoers.
قُلْ إِن كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وتجارة تخشون كسادها ومساكن ترضونها أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين.
Say, if your fathers, your sons, your brothers, your wives, your kindred, the wealth that you have gained, the commerce in which you fear a decline, and the dwellings in which you delight are dearer to you than Allah and His Messenger, and striving hard and fighting in His cause, then wait until Allah brings about His decision. And Allah guides not the people who are the rebellious.
لَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَوَاطِنَ كَثِيرَةٍ وَيَوْمَ حُنَيْنٍ إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ فَلَمْ تُغْنِ عَنْكُمْ شَيْئًا وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ ثُمَّ وَلَّيْتُمْ مُدْبِرِينَ.
Truly Allah has given you victory on many battlefields, and on the day of Hunayn when you rejoiced at your great number, but it availed you not, and the earth, vast as it is, was straitened for you. Then you turned back in flight.
ثُمَّ أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ سَكِينَتَهُ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِهِ وَعَلَىٰ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَأَنزَلَ جُنُودًا لَمْ تَرَوْهَا وَعَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الْكَافِرِينَ.
Then Allah did send down His tranquility and reassurance on the Messenger and on the believers, and sent down forces from the angels which you saw not, and punished the disbelievers. Such is the recompense of the disbelievers.
ثم يتوب الله من بعد ذلك على من يشاء والله غفور رحيم.
Then after that Allah will accept the repentance of whom He wills, and Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إنما المشركون نجس فلا يقربوا المسجد الحرام بعد عامهم هذا وإن خفتم عيلة فسوف يغنيكم الله من فضله إن شاء إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ.
O you who believe, verily the polytheists are impure. So let them not come near al-Masjid al-Haram after this year. And if you fear poverty, Allah will enrich you if He wills out of His bounty. Surely Allah is all-knowing, all-wise.
قاتلوا الذين لا يؤمنون بالله ولا باليوم الآخر ولا يحرمون ما حرم الله ورسوله ولا يدينون دين الحق من الذين أوتوا الكتاب حتى يعطوا الجزية عن يد وهم صاغرون.
Fight against those who believe not in Allah, nor in the last day, nor forbid that which has been forbidden by Allah and His Messenger, and those who acknowledge not the religion of truth among the people of the Scripture, until they pay the tax with willing submission and feel themselves subdued.
وقالت اليهود عزير ابن الله وقالت النصارى المسيح ابن الله ذلك قولهم بأفواههم يضاهئون قول الذين كفروا من قبل قاتلهم الله أنى يؤفكون.
And the Jews say, Uzair is the son of Allah. And the Christians say, the Messiah is the son of Allah. That is their saying with their mouths, resembling the saying of those who disbelieved aforetime. Allah's curse be on them, how they are deluded away from the truth.
اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله والمسيح ابن مريم وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا إلها واحدا لا إله إلا هو سبحانه عما يشركون.
They took their rabbis and their monks to be their lords besides Allah. And they also took as their Lord the Messiah, son of Maryam, while they were commanded to worship none but one God. None has the right to be worshipped but He. Glorified is He from having the partners they associate with Him.
يريدون أن يطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم ويأبى الله إلا أن يتم نوره ولو كره الكافرون.
They want to extinguish Allah's light with their mouths, but Allah will not allow except that His light should be perfected, even though the disbelievers hate it.
هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون.
It is He who has sent His messenger with guidance and the religion of truth to make it superior over all religions, even though the polytheists hate it.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن كثيرا من الأحبار والرهبان ليأكلون أموال الناس بالباطل ويصدون عن سبيل الله والذين يكنزون الذهب والفضة ولا ينفقونها في سبيل الله فبشرهم بعذاب أليم.
O you who believe, verily there are many of the Jewish rabbis and the Christian monks who devour the wealth of mankind in falsehood and hinder them from the way of Allah. And those who hoard up gold and silver and spend them not in the way of Allah, announce unto them a painful torment.
يوم يحمى عليها في نار جهنم فتكوى بها جباههم وجنوبهم وظهورهم هذا ما كنزتم لأنفسكم فذوقوا ما كنتم تكنزون.
On the day when that gold, silver, and charity will be heated in the fire of hell, and it will be branded on their foreheads, their flanks, and their backs. And it will be said unto them, This is the treasure which you hoarded for yourselves. Now taste of what you used to hoard.
إن عدة الشهور عند الله اثنا عشر شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم وقاتلوا المشركين كافة كما يقاتلونكم كافة وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ.
Verily, the number of months with Allah is 12 months in a year. So was it ordained by Allah on the day when He created the heavens and the earth. Of them, 4 are sacred. That is the right religion, so wrong not yourselves therein. And fight against the polytheists collectively as they fight against you collectively. But know that Allah is with those who are the pious.
إنما النسيء زيادة في الكفر يضل به الذين كفروا يحلونه عاما ويحرمونه عاما ليواطئوا عدة ما حرم الله فيحلوا ما حرم الله زين لهم سوء أعمالهم والله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين.
The postponing of a sacred month is indeed an addition to disbelief. Thereby the disbelievers are led astray, for they make it lawful one year and forbid it another year in order to adjust the number of months forbidden by Allah. And they make lawful what Allah has forbidden. The evil of their deeds is made fair seeming to them, and Allah guides not the people who disbelieve.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا ما لكم إذا قيل لكم انفروا في سبيل الله اثاقلتم إلى الأرض أرضيتم بالحياة الدنيا من الآخرة فما متاع الحياة الدنيا في الآخرة إلا قليل.
O you who believe, what is the matter with you that when you are asked to march forth in the cause of Allah you cling heavily to the earth? Are you pleased with the life of this world rather than the hereafter? But little is the enjoyment of the life of this world as compared to the hereafter.
إِلَّا تَنْفِرُوا يُعَذِّبْكُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا وَيَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ وَلَا تَضُرُّوهُ شَيْئًا وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
If you march not forth, he will punish you with a painful torment and will replace you by another people. And you cannot harm him at all. And Allah is able to do all things.
إِلَّا تَنْصُرُوهُ فَقَدْ نَصَرَهُ اللَّهُ إِذْ أَخْرَجَهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا ثَانِيَ اثْنَيْنِ إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا فَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ سَكِينَتَهُ عَلَيْهِ وَأَيَّدَهُ بِجُنُودٍ لَّمْ تَرَوْهَا وَجَعَلَ كَلِمَةَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا السُّفْلَى وَكَلِمَةُ اللَّهِ هِيَ الْعُلْيَا وَاللَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ.
If you help him not, it does not matter. For Allah did indeed help him when the disbelievers drove him out, the second of the two. When they were in the cave, he said to his companion, "Be not sad, surely Allah is with us." Then Allah sent down his tranquility upon him and strengthened him with forces of angels which you saw not, and made the word of those who disbelieved the lowermost, while the word of Allah that became the uppermost. And Allah is Almighty, All-Wise.
انفروا خفافا وثقالا وجاهدوا بأموالكم وأنفسكم في سبيل الله ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون.
March forth, whether you are light or heavy, and strive hard with your wealth and your lives in the cause of Allah. This is better for you if you but know.
لو كان عرضا قريبا وسفرا قاصدا لاتبعوك ولكن بعدت عليهم الشقة وسيحلفون بالله لو استطعنا لخرجنا معكم يهلكون أنفسهم والله يعلم إنهم لكاذبون.
Had it been a near gain and an easy journey, they would have followed you. But the distance was long for them, and they would swear by Allah, "If only we could, we would certainly have come forth with you." They destroy their own selves, and Allah knows that they are liars.
عَفَا اللَّهُ عَنْكَ لِمَ أَذِنْتَ لَهُمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَتَعْلَمَ الْكَاذِبِينَ.
May Allah forgive you. Why did you grant them leave for remaining behind until those who told the truth were seen by you in a clear light and you had known the liars?
لا يستأذنك الذين يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر أن يجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم والله عليم بالمتقين.
Those who believe in Allah and the last day would not ask your leave to be exempted from fighting with their properties and their lives. And Allah is the all-knower of the pious.
إِنَّمَا يَسْتَأْذِنُكَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَارْتَابَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ فَهُمْ فِي رَيْبِهِمْ يَتَرَدَّدُونَ.
It is only those who believe not in Allah and the last day, and whose hearts are in doubt that ask your leave. So in their doubts they waver.
وَلَوْ أَرَادُوا الْخُرُوجَ لَأَعَدُّوا لَهُ عُدَّةً وَلَكِنْ كَرِهَ اللَّهُ بِعَاثَهُمْ فَثَبَّطَهُمْ وَقِيلَ قُعُدُوا مَعَ الْقَاعِدِينَ.
And if they had intended to march out, certainly they would have made some preparation for it. But Allah was averse to their being sent forth, so He made them lag behind, and it was said to them, "Sit you among those who sit at home."
لَوْ خَرَجُوا فِيكُمْ مَا زَادُوكُمْ إِلَّا خَبَالًا وَلَأَوْضَعُوا خِلَالَكُمْ يَبْغُونَكُمُ الْفِتْنَةَ وَفِيكُمْ سَمَّاعُونَ لَهُمْ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالظَّالِمِينَ.
Had they marched out with you, they would have added to you nothing except disorder. And they would have hurried about in your midst, spreading corruption and sowing sedition among you. And there are some among you who would have listened to them. And Allah is the all-knower of the wrongdoers.
لقد ابتغوا الفتنة من قبل وقلبوا لك الأمور حتى جاء الحق وظهر أمر الله وهم كارهون.
Verily, they had plotted sedition before and had upset matters for you, until the truth came and the decree of Allah became manifest, though they hated it.
وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ ائْذَن لِّي وَلَا تَفْتِنِّي أَلَا فِي الْفِتْنَةِ سَقَطُوا وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ لَمُحِيطَةٌ بِالْكَافِرِينَ.
And among them is he who says, "Grant me leave and put me not into trial. Surely they have fallen into trial. And verily hell is surrounding the disbelievers."
إِن تُصِبْكَ حَسَنَةٌ تَسُؤْهُمْ وَإِن تُصِبْكَ مُصِيبَةٌ يَقُولُوا قَدْ أَخَذْنَا أَمْرَنَا مِنْ قَبْلُ وَيَتَوَلَّوْا وَهُمْ فَرِحُونَ
If good befalls you, it grieves them. But if a calamity overtakes you, they say, we took our precaution beforehand, and they turn away rejoicing.
قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ
Say, nothing shall ever happen to us except what Allah has ordained for us. He is our protector. And in Allah let the believers put their trust.
قُلْ هَلْ تَرَبَّصُونَ بِنَا إِلَّا إِحْدَى الْحُسْنَيَيْنِ وَنَحْنُ نَتَرَبَّصُ بِكُمْ أَنْ يُصِيبَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابٍ مِّنْ عِنْدِهِ أَوْ بِأَيْدِينَا فَتَرَبَّصُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ مُتَرَبِّصُونَ
Say, do you wait for us anything except one of the two best things? Martyrdom or victory. While we await for you either that Allah will afflict you with a punishment from Himself or at our hands. So wait. We too are waiting with you.
قُلْ أَنْفِقُوا طَوْعًا أَوْ كَرْهًا لَنْ يُتَقَبَّلَ مِنْكُمْ إِنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا فَاسِقِينَ
Say, spend in Allah's cause willingly or unwillingly. It will not be accepted from you. Verily, you are ever a people who are rebellious and disobedient to Allah.
وَمَا مَنَعَهُمْ أَن تُقْبَلَ مِنْهُمْ نَفَقَاتُهُمْ إِلَّا أَنَّهُمْ كَفَرُوا بِاللَّهِ وَبِرَسُولِهِ وَلَا يَأْتُونَ الصَّلَاةَ إِلَّا وَهُمْ كُسَالَى وَلَا يَأْتُونَ الصَّلَاةَ إِلَّا وَهُمْ كُسَالَى وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَ إِلَّا وَهُمْ كَارِهُونَ
And nothing prevents their contributions from being accepted from them except that they disbelieved in Allah and in His Messenger, and that they came not to the prayer except in a lazy state, and they offer not contributions but unwillingly.
فَلَا تُعْجِبْكَ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُهُمْ إنما يريد الله ليعذبهم بها في الحياة الدنيا وتزهق أنفسهم وهم كافرون
So let not their wealth nor their children amaze you. In reality, Allah's plan is to punish them with these things in the life of this world and that their souls shall depart while they are disbelievers.
وَيَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُمْ لَمِنْكُمْ وَمَا هُمْ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ يَفْرَقُونَ
They swear by Allah that they are truly of you, while they are not of you, but they are a people who are afraid.
لَوْ يَجِدُونَ مَلْجَأً أَوْ مَغَارَاتٍ أَوْ مُدَّخَلًا لَوَلَّوْا إِلَيْهِ وَهُمْ يَجْمَحُونَ
Should they find a refuge, or caves, or a place of concealment, they would turn straightway thereto with a swift rush.
وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَلْمِزُكَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ فَإِنْ أُعْطُوا مِنْهَا رَضُوا وَإِنْ لَمْ يُعْطَوْا مِنْهَا إِذَا هُمْ يَسْخَطُونَ
And of them are some who accuse you in the matter of the distribution of the alms. If they are given part thereof, they are pleased. But if they are not given thereof, behold, they are enraged.
وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ رَضُوا مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ سَيُؤْتِينَا اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَرَسُولُهُ وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ سَيُؤْتِينَا اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَرَسُولُهُ إِنَّا إِلَى اللَّهِ رَاغِبُونَ
Would that they were content with what Allah and His Messenger gave them and had said, Allah is sufficient for us. Allah will give us of His bounty and so will His Messenger. We implore Allah to enrich us.
إنما الصدقات للفقراء والمساكين والعاملين عليها والمؤلفة قلوبهم وفي الرقاب والغارمين وفي سبيل الله وابن السبيل فريضة من الله وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ
The obligatory charity is only for the poor and the needy and those employed to collect the funds and to attract the hearts of those who have been inclined towards Islam and to free the captives and those in debt and for Allah's cause and for the wayfarer. A duty imposed by Allah And Allah is all-knower, all-wise.
وَمِنْهُمُ الَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ النَّبِيَّ وَيَقُولُونَ هُوَ أُذُنٌ قُلْ أُذُنُ خَيْرٍ لَكُمْ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَيُؤْمِنُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ
And among them are men who annoy the Prophet and say, He is lending his ear to every news. Say, He listens to what is best for you, He believes in Allah, has faith in the believers, and is a mercy to those who believe. But those who annoy Allah's Messenger will have a painful torment.
يَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ لَكُمْ لِيُرْضُوكُمْ وَاللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَقُّ أَن يُرْضُوهُ إِن كَانُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ
They swear by Allah to you Muslims in order to please you. But it is more fitting that they should please Allah and His Messenger if they are believers.
أَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّهُ مَنْ يُحَادِدِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَأَنَّ لَهُ نَارَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدًا فِيهَا ذَلِكَ الْخِزْيُ الْعَظِيمُ
Know they not that whoever opposes and shows hostility to Allah and His Messenger, certainly for him will be the fire of hell to abide therein. That is the extreme disgrace.
يَحْذَرُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ أَن تُنَزَّلَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُورَةٌ تُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ قُلِ اسْتَهْزِئُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ مُخْرِجٌ مَا تَحْذَرُونَ
The hypocrites fear lest a chapter of the Qur'an should be revealed about them, showing them what is in their hearts. Say, Go ahead and mock, but certainly Allah will bring to light all that you fear.
وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ لَيَقُولُنَّ إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُوضُ وَنَلْعَبُ قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ
If you ask them about this, they declare, We were only talking idly and joking. Say, Was it at Allah and His proofs and revelations and His messenger that you were mocking?
لا تعتذروا قد كفرتم بعد إيمانكم إن نعفو عن طائفة منكم نعذب طائفة بأنهم كانوا مجرمين.
Make no excuse. You disbelieved after you had believed. If we pardon some of you, we will punish others amongst you because they were criminals.
المنافقون والمنافقات بعضهم من بعض يأمرون بالمنكر وينهون عن المعروف ويقبضون أيديهم نسوا الله فنسيهم إن المنافقين هم الفاسقون.
The hypocrites, men and women, are one from another. They enjoin on the people disbelief and all that Islam has forbidden, and forbid people from all that Islam orders one to do, and they close their hands from giving. They have forgotten Allah, so He has forgotten them. Verily, the hypocrites are the rebellious and disobedient to Allah.
وعد الله المنافقين والمنافقات والكفار نار جهنم خالدين فيها هي حسبهم ولعنهم الله ولهم عذاب مقيم.
Allah has promised the hypocrites, men and women, and the disbelievers, the fire of hell. Therein shall they abide. It will suffice them. Allah has cursed them, and for them is the lasting torment.
كالذين من قبلكم كانوا أشد منكم قوة وأكثر أموالا وأولادا فاستمتعوا بخلاقهم فاستمتعتم بخلاقكم كما استمتع الذين من قبلكم بخلاقهم وخضتم كالذي خاضوا أولئك حبطت أعمالهم في الدنيا والآخرة وأولئك هم الخاسرون.
Like those before you, they were mightier than you in power, and more abundant in wealth and children. They had enjoyed their portion a while. So enjoy your portion a while, as those before you enjoyed their portion. And you indulge in play and pastime, as they indulged in play and pastime. Such are they whose deeds are in vain in this world and in the hereafter. Such are they who are the losers.
أَلَمْ يَأْتِهِمْ نَبَأُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ قَوْمِ نُوحٍ وَعَادٍ وَثَمُودَ وَقَوْمِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَأَصْحَابِ مَدْيَنَ وَالْمُؤْتَفِكَاتِ أَتَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ فَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ.
Has not the story reached them of those before them? The people of Nuh, Ad, and Thamud, the people of Ibrahim, the dwellers of Midian, and the cities overthrown. To them came their messengers with clear proofs. So it was not Allah who wronged them, but they used to wrong themselves.
وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَيُطِيعُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ أولئك سيرحمهم الله إن الله عزيز حكيم.
The believers, men and women, are helpers and supporters of one another. They enjoin on the people all that Islam orders one to do, and forbid the people from all that Islam has forbidden. They perform the prayer, and they give the charity, and obey Allah and His Messenger. Allah will have His mercy on them. Surely Allah is Almighty, All Wise.
وعد الله المؤمنين والمؤمنات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ومساكن طيبة في جنات عدن ورضوان من الله أكبر ذلك هو الفوز العظيم.
Allah has promised the believers, men and women, gardens under which rivers flow to dwell therein forever, and beautiful mansions in gardens of paradise. But the greatest bliss is the good pleasure of Allah. That is the supreme success.
Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu jahidil kuffara wal munafiqin waghludh alayhim. وَمَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمُ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ.
O Prophet, strive hard against the disbelievers and the hypocrites, and be harsh against them. Their abode is hell, and worst indeed is that destination.
يَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ مَا قَالُوا وَلَقَدْ قَالُوا كَلِمَةَ الْكُفْرِ وَكَفَرُوا بَعْدَ إِسْلَامِهِمْ وَهَمُّوا بِمَا لَمْ يَنَالُوا وَمَا نَقَمُوا إِلَّا أَنْ أَغْنَاهُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ فَإِنْ يَتُوبُوا يَكُ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ وَإِنْ يَتَوَلَّوْا يُعَذِّبْهُمُ اللَّهُ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَمَا لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ.
They swear by Allah that they said nothing bad, but really they said the word of disbelief. And they disbelieved after accepting Islam. And they resolved that plot to murder the Prophet Muhammad, which they were unable to carry out. And they could not find any cause to do so except that Allah and His Messenger had enriched them of His bounty. If then they repent, it will be better for them, but if they turn away, Allah will punish them with a painful torment in this worldly life and in the hereafter. And there is none for them on earth as a protector or a helper.
وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ عَاهَدَ اللَّهَ لَئِنْ آتَانَا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ لَنَصَّدَّقَنَّ وَلَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ.
And of them are some who made a covenant with Allah, saying, if He bestowed on us of His bounty, we will verily give charity, and will be certainly among those who are righteous.
فَلَمَّا آتَاهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ بَخِلُوا بِهِ وَتَوَلَّوْا وَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ.
Then when He gave them of His bounty, they became niggardly and turned away averse.
فَأَعْقَبَهُمْ نِفَاقًا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ يَلْقَوْنَهُ بِمَا أَخْلَفُوا اللَّهَ مَا وَعَدُوهُ وَبِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ.
So He punished them by putting hypocrisy into their hearts till the day whereon they shall meet Him, because they broke that covenant with Allah which they had promised to Him, and because they used to tell lies.
أَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ سِرَّهُمْ وَنَجْوَاهُمْ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ.
Know they not that Allah knows their secret ideas and their secret counsels, and that Allah is the all-knower of things unseen?
الذين يلمزون المطوعين من المؤمنين في الصدقات والذين لا يجدون إلا جهدهم فيسخرون منهم سخر الله منهم ولهم عذاب أليم.
Those who defame such of the believers who give charity voluntarily, and such who could not find to give charity except what is available to them, so they mock at them. Allah will throw back their mockery on them, and they shall have a painful torment.
استغفر لهم أو لا تستغفر لهم إن تستغفر لهم 70 مرة فلن يغفر الله لهم ذلك بأنهم كفروا بالله ورسوله والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين.
Whether you ask forgiveness for them or ask not forgiveness for them, and even if you ask 70 times for their forgiveness, Allah will not forgive them because they have disbelieved in Allah and His Messenger. And Allah guides not those people who are rebellious.
فرح المخلفون بمقعدهم خلاف رسول الله وكرهوا أن يجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله وقالوا لا تنفروا في الحر قل نار جهنم أشد حرا لو كانوا يفقهون.
Those who stayed away from Tabuk expedition rejoiced in their staying behind the Messenger of Allah. They hated to strive and fight with their properties and their lives in the cause of Allah. And they said, march not forth in the heat. Say, the fire of hell is more intense in heat. If only they could understand.
فَلْيَضْحَكُوا قَلِيلًا وَلْيَبْكُوا كَثِيرًا جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ.
So let them laugh a little and they will cry much as a recompense of what they used to earn.
فَإِنْ رَجَعَكَ اللَّهُ إِلَىٰ طَائِفَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسْتَأْذَنُوكَ لِلْخُرُوجِ فَقُلْ لَنْ تَخْرُجُوا مَعِيَ أَبَدًا وَلَنْ تُقَاتِلُوا مَعِيَ عَدُوًا إِنَّكُمْ رَضِيتُمْ بِالْقُعُودِ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ فَاقْعُدُوا مَعَ الْخَالِفِينَ.
If Allah brings you back to a party of the hypocrites, and they ask your permission to go out to fight, say, never shall you go out with me, nor fight an enemy with me. You were pleased to sit on the first occasion, then sit now with those who lag behind.
ولا تصل على أحد منهم مات أبدا ولا تقم على قبره إنهم كفروا بالله ورسوله وماتوا وهم فاسقون.
And never pray the funeral prayer for any of the hypocrites who dies, nor stand at his grave. Certainly they disbelieved in Allah and His Messenger and died while they were rebellious.
وَلَا تُعْجِبْكَ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَأَوْلَادُهُمْ إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُعَذِّبَهُمْ بِهَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَتَزْهَقَ أَنفُسُهُمْ وَهُمْ كَافِرُونَ.
And let not their wealth or their children amaze you. Allah's plan is to punish them with these things in this world, and that their souls shall depart while they are disbelievers.
وَإِذَا أُنزِلَتْ سُورَةٌ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَجَاهِدُوا مَعَ رَسُولِهِ اسْتَأْذَنَكَ أُولُو الطَّوْلِ مِنْهُمْ وَقَالُوا ذَرْنَا نَكُمْ مَعَ الْقَاعِدِينَ.
And when a chapter is revealed enjoining them to believe in Allah and to strive hard and fight along with His Messenger, the wealthy among them ask your leave to exempt them from jihad and say, "Leave us behind, we would be with those who sit at home."
رضوا بأن يكونوا مع الخوالف وطبع على قلوبهم فهم لا يفقهون.
They are content to be with those who sit behind. Their hearts are sealed up, so they understand not.
لكن الرسول والذين آمنوا معه جاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم وأولئك لهم الخيرات وأولئك هم المفلحون.
But the messenger and those who believed with him strove hard and fought with their wealth and their lives in Allah's cause. Such are they for whom are the good things, and it is they who will be successful.
أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ.
For them Allah has got ready gardens under which rivers flow to dwell therein forever. That is the supreme success.
وَجَاءَ الْمُعَذِّرُونَ مِنَ الْأَعْرَابِ لِيُؤْذَنَ لَهُمْ وَقَعَدَ الَّذِينَ كَذَبُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ سَيُصِيبُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ.
And those who made excuses from the Bedouins came to you, asking your permission to exempt them from the battle. And those who had lied to Allah and His Messenger sat at home. A painful torment will seize those of them who disbelieve.
ليس على الضعفاء ولا على المرضى ولا على الذين لا يجدون ما ينفقون حرج إذا نصحوا لله ورسوله ما على المحسنين من سبيل والله غفور رحيم.
There is no blame on those who are weak or ill or who find no resources to spend in jihad if they are sincere and true in duty to Allah and His Messenger. No ground of complaint can there be against the good doers, and Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful.
وَلَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ إِذَا مَا أَتَوْكَ لِتَحْمِلَهُمْ قُلْتَ لَا أَجِدُ مَا أَحْمِلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ تَوَلَّوْا وَأَعْيُنُهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ حَزَنًا أَلَّا يَجِدُوا مَا يُنْفِقُونَ.
Nor is there blame on those who came to you to be provided with mounts when you said, "I can find no mounts for you." They turned back while their eyes overflowing with tears of grief that they could not find anything to spend for jihad.
إنما السبيل على الذين يستأذنونك وهم أغنياء رضوا بأن يكونوا مع الخوالف وطبع الله على قلوبهم فهم لا يعلمون.
The ground of complaint is only against those who are rich and yet ask exemption. They are content to be with the women who sit at home, and Allah has sealed up their hearts from all kinds of goodness and right guidance, so that they know not.
يَعْتَذِرُونَ إِلَيْكُمْ إِذَا رَجَعْتُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ قُلْ لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكُمْ قَدْ نَبَّأَنَا اللَّهُ مِنْ أَخْبَارِكُمْ وَسَيَرَى اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَى عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ.
They will present their excuses to you when you return to them. Say, present no excuses, we shall not believe you. Allah has already informed us of the news concerning you. Allah and His Messenger will observe your deeds. In the end, you will be brought back to the All-Knower of the Unseen and the Seen. Then He will inform you of what you used to do.
سَيَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ لَكُمْ إِذَا انْقَلَبْتُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ لِتُعْرِضُوا عَنْهُمْ فَأَعْرِضُوا عَنْهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ رِجْسٌ وَمَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمُ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ.
They will swear by Allah to you when you return to them, that you may turn away from them. So turn away from them. Surely they are impure, and hell is their dwelling place, a recompense for that which they used to earn.
يَحْلِفُونَ لَكُمْ لِتَرْضَوْا عَنْهُمْ فَإِن تَرْضَوْا عَنْهُمْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَرْضَى عَنِ الْقَوْمِ الْفَاسِقِينَ.
They swear to you that you may be pleased with them. But if you are pleased with them, certainly Allah is not pleased with the people who are rebellious.
الأعراب أشد كفرا ونفاقا وأجدر ألا يعلموا حدود ما أنزل الله على رسوله والله عليم حكيم.
The Bedouins are the worst in disbelief and hypocrisy, and more likely to be in ignorance of the limits which Allah has revealed to His Messenger. And Allah is All-Knower, All-Wise.
وَمِنَ الْأَعْرَابِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مَا يُنْفِقُ مَغْرَمًا وَيَتَرَبَّصُ بِكُمُ الدَّوَائِرُ عَلَيْهِمْ دَائِرَةُ السَّوءِ وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ.
And of the Bedouins there are some who look upon what they spend in Allah's cause as a fine, and watch for calamities to befall you. On them be the calamity of evil. And Allah is all hearer, all knower.
وَمِنَ الْأَعْرَابِ مَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَيَتَّخِذُ مَا يُنْفِقُ قُرُبَاتٍ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَصَلَوَاتِ الرَّسُولِ أَلَا إِنَّهَا قُرْبَةٌ لَهُمْ سَيُدْخِلُهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي رَحْمَتِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
And of the Bedouins there are some who believe in Allah and the Last Day, and look upon what they spend in Allah's cause as means of nearness to Allah, and a cause of receiving the Messenger's invocations. Indeed, these spendings in Allah's cause are a means of nearness for them. Allah will admit them to His mercy. Certainly Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful.
وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُم بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي تَحْتَهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ.
And the foremost to embrace Islam of those who migrated, and the Ansar, and also those who followed them exactly in faith. Allah is well pleased with them as they are well pleased with Him. He has prepared for them gardens under which rivers flow, to dwell therein forever. That is the supreme success.
وَمِمَّنْ حَوْلَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَعْرَابِ مُنَافِقُونَ وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ مَرَدُوا عَلَى النِّفَاقِ لَا تَعْلَمُهُمْ نَحْنُ نَعْلَمُهُمْ سَنُعَذِّبُهُمْ مَرَّتَيْنِ ثُمَّ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَى عَذَابٍ عَظِيمٍ.
And among the Bedouins around you, some are hypocrites. And so are some among the people of Al-Madinah who persist in hypocrisy. You know them not. We know them. We shall punish them twice. And thereafter they shall be brought back to a horrible torment.
وآخرون اعترفوا بذنوبهم خلطوا عملا صالحا وآخر سيئا عسى الله أن يتوب عليهم إن الله غفور رحيم.
And there are others who have acknowledged their sins. They have mixed a deed that was righteous with another that was evil. Perhaps Allah will turn unto them in forgiveness. Surely Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful.
خذ من أموالهم صدقة تطهرهم وتزكيهم بها وصل عليهم إن صلاتك سكن لهم والله سميع عليم.
Take alms from their wealth in order to purify them and sanctify them with it, and invoke Allah for them. Verily, your invocations are a source of security for them, and Allah is all-hearer, all-knower.
أَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَأْخُذُ الصَّدَقَاتِ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ.
Know they not that Allah accepts repentance from His slaves and takes the charity, and that Allah alone is the one who forgives and accepts repentance, most merciful.
وَقُلِ اعْمَلُوا فَسَيَرَى اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَسَتُرَدُّونَ إِلَى عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ.
And say, do deeds. Allah will see your deeds. And so will His Messenger and the believers. And you will be brought back to the All-Knower of the Unseen and the Seen. Then He will inform you of what you used to do.
وَآخَرُونَ مُرْجَوْنَ لِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ إِمَّا يُعَذِّبُهُمْ وَإِمَّا يَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ.
And others are made to wait for Allah's decree, whether He will punish them or will forgive them. And Allah is all-knowing, all-wise.
وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مَسْجِدًا ضِرَارًا وَكُفْرًا وَتَفْرِيقًا بَيْنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِرْصَادًا لِمَنْ حَارَبَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ وَلَيَحْلِفُنَّ إِنْ أَرَدْنَا إِلَّا الْحُسْنَى وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ.
And as for those who put up a mosque by way of harm and disbelief, and to disunite the believers, and as an outpost for those who warred against Allah and His Messenger aforetime, they will indeed swear that their intention is nothing but good. Allah bears witness that they are certainly liars.
لا تقم فيه أبدا لمسجد أسس على التقوى من أول يوم أحق أن تقوم فيه فيه رجال يحبون أن يتطهروا والله يحب المطهرين.
Never stand you therein. Verily the mosque whose foundation was laid from the first day on piety is more worthy that you stand therein. In it are men who love to clean and to purify themselves. And Allah loves those who make themselves clean and pure.
أَفَمَنْ أَسَّسَ بُنْيَانَهُ عَلَىٰ تَقْوَىٰ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٍ خَيْرٌ أَمَّنْ أَسَّسَ بُنْيَانَهُ عَلَىٰ شَفَا جُرُفٍ هَارٍ فَانْهَارَ بِهِ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ.
Is it then he who laid the foundation of his building on piety to Allah and his good pleasure better? Or he who laid the foundation of his building on the brink of an undetermined precipice ready to crumble down, so that it crumbled to pieces with him into the fire of hell? And Allah guides not the people who are wrongdoers.
لا يزال بنيانهم الذي بنوا ريبة في قلوبهم إلا أن تقطع قلوبهم والله عليم حكيم.
The building which they built will never cease to be a cause of hypocrisy and doubt in their hearts unless their hearts are cut to pieces. And Allah is all-knowing, all wise.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَيَقْتُلُونَ وَيُقْتَلُونَ وعداً عليه حقاً في التوراة والإنجيل والقرآن ومن أوفى بعهده من الله فاستبشروا ببيعكم الذي بايعتم به وذلك هو الفوز العظيم.
Verily, Allah has purchased of the believers their lives and their properties for the price that theirs shall be paradise. They fight in Allah's cause, so they kill others and are killed. It is a promise in truth which is binding on him in the Torah and the Injil and the Quran. And who is truer to his covenant than Allah? Then rejoice in the bargain which you have concluded. That is the supreme success.
التائبون العابدون الحامدون السائحون الراكعون الساجدون الآمرون بالمعروف والناهون عن المنكر والحافظون لحدود الله وبشر المؤمنين.
The believers whose lives Allah has purchased are those who turn to Allah in repentance, who worship Him, who praise Him, who fast, who bow down in prayer, who prostrate themselves, who enjoin all that Islam has ordained and forbid all that Islam has forbidden, and who observe the limits set by Allah and give glad tidings to the believers.
مَا كَانَ لِلنَّبِيِّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن يَسْتَغْفِرُوا لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ وَلَوْ كَانُوا أُولِي قُرْبَى مِن بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُمْ أَصْحَابُ الْجَحِيمِ.
It is not proper for the Prophet and those who believe to ask Allah's forgiveness for the disbelievers, even though they be of kin, after it has become clear to them that they are the dwellers of the fire.
وَمَا كَانَ اسْتِغْفَارُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ لِأَبِيهِ إِلَّا عَنْ مَوْعِدَةٍ وَعَدَهَا إِيَّاهِ فَلَمَّا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ أَنَّهُ عَدُوٌ لِلَّهِ تَبَرَّأَ مِنْهِ إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ لَأَوَّاهٌ حَلِيمٌ.
And Ibrahim's invoking for his father's forgiveness was only because of a promise he had made to him. But when it became clear to him that his father is an enemy of Allah, he disassociated himself from him. Verily, Ibrahim was one who invokes Allah with humility and was forbearing.
وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِلَّ قَوْمًا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَاهُمْ حَتَّى يُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ مَا يَتَّقُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ.
And Allah will never lead a people astray after He has guided them until He makes clear to them as to what they should avoid. Verily, Allah is the All-Knower of everything.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ.
Verily Allah, unto Him belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth. He gives life and He causes death. And besides Allah, you have neither any protector nor any helper.
لَقَدْ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ فِي سَاعَةِ الْعُسْرَةِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا كَادَ يَزِيغُ قُلُوبُ فَرِيقٍ مِّنْهُمْ ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّهُ بِهِمْ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ.
Allah has forgiven the Prophet, the Muslim immigrants who left their homes and came to Al-Madinah, and the Ansar who followed him in the time of distress, after the hearts of a party of them had nearly deviated, but he accepted their repentance. Certainly, he is unto them full of kindness, most merciful.
وعلى الثلاثة الذين خلفوا حتى إذا ضاقت عليهم الأرض بما رحبت وضاقت عليهم أنفسهم وظنوا أن لا ملجأ من الله إلا إليه ثم تاب عليهم ليتوبوا إن الله هو التواب الرحيم.
And he did forgive also the three who did not join the Tabuk expedition till for them the earth, vast as it is, was straightened and their own selves were straightened to them, and they perceived that there is no fleeing from Allah and no refuge but with Him. Then he forgave them. Verily, Allah is the one who forgives and accepts repentance, most merciful.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين.
O you who believe, be afraid of Allah and be with those who are true.
ما كان لأهل المدينة ومن حولهم من الأعراب أن يتخلفوا عن رسول الله ولا يرغبوا بأنفسهم عن نفسه ذلك بأنهم لا يصيبهم ظمأ ولا نصب ولا مخمصة في سبيل الله ولا يطؤون موطئا يغيظ الكفار ولا ينالون من عدو نيلا إلا كتب لهم به عمل صالح إن الله لا يضيع أجر المحسنين.
It was not becoming of the people of Al-Madinah and the Bedouins of the neighborhood to remain behind Allah's messenger when fighting in Allah's cause. And it was not becoming of them to prefer their own lives to His. That is because they suffer neither thirst nor fatigue nor hunger in the cause of Allah, nor they take any step to raise the anger of disbelievers nor inflict any injury upon an enemy. But is written to their credit as a deed of righteousness. Surely Allah wastes not the reward of the good doers.
ولا ينفقون نفقه صغيره ولا كبيره ولا يقطعون واديا الا كتب لهم ليجزيهم الله احسن ما كانوا يعملون.
Nor do they spend anything in Allah's cause, small or great, nor cross a valley, but is written to their credit that Allah may recompense them with the best of what they used to do.
وَمَا كَانَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لِيَنْفِرُوا كَافَّةً فلولا نفر من كل فرقة منهم طائفة ليتفقهوا في الدين ولينذروا قومهم إذا رجعوا إليهم لعلهم يحذرون.
And it is not proper for the believers to go out to fight all together. Of every troop of them, a party only should go forth that they who are left behind may get instructions in religion, and that they may warn people when they return to them so that they may beware of evil.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَاتِلُوا الَّذِينَ يَلُونَكُمْ مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ وَلْيَجِدُوا فِيكُمْ غِلْظَةً وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ.
O you who believe, fight those of the disbelievers who are close to you, and let them find harshness in you, and know that Allah is with those who are pious.
وَإِذَا مَا أُنزِلَتْ سُورَةٌ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ أَيُّكُمْ زَادَتْهُ هَذِهِ إِيمَانًا فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَهُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ.
And whenever there comes down a chapter from the Qur'an, some of them say, which of you has had his faith increased by it? As for those who believe, it has increased their faith and they rejoice.
وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَتْهُمْ رِجْسًا إِلَى رِجْسِهِمْ وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كَافِرُونَ.
But as for those in whose hearts is a disease, it will add suspicion and doubt to their suspicion, disbelief and doubt, and they die while they are disbelievers.
أَوَلَا يَرَوْنَ أَنَّهُمْ يُفْتَنُونَ فِي كُلِّ عَامٍ مَرَّةً أَوْ مَرَّتَيْنِ ثُمَّ لَا يَتُوبُونَ وَلَا هُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ.
See they not that they are put in trial once or twice every year? Yet they turn not in repentance, nor do they learn a lesson.
وَإِذَا مَا أُنْزِلَتْ سُورَةٌ نَظَرَ بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ هَلْ يَرَاكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ ثُمَّ انصَرَفُوا صَرَفَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ.
And whenever there comes down a chapter from the Qur'an, they look at one another, saying, "Does anyone see you?" Then they turn away. Allah has turned their hearts from the light because they are a people that understand not.
لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ.
Verily, there has come unto you a messenger from amongst yourselves. It grieves him that you should receive any injury or difficulty. He is anxious over you. He is for the believers full of pity, kind and merciful.
فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ.
But if they turn away, say, "Allah is sufficient for me. None has the right to be worshipped but He. In Him I put my trust, and He is the Lord of the..."